If I take a hologram, a holographic image, and I break it into 10 parts, each piece of that hologram will reveal the whole hologram image, the holographic image. So I have a holographic image that shows the whole picture. Let's say it's a tree and a car and an ocean or something like that. And I have that image on that holographic piece of paper. And I tear 10 pieces off. Each piece will show the tree, the car, and the ocean. And so likewise, each spirit-filled believer in the body of Christ is going to speak the same truth. They're going to see the same truth. They're going to see the same stuff. They're going to rightly divide the word of truth. They're going to be able to understand the dispensations, the tribulation, the rapture, the millennium. They're going to understand faith alone and Jesus alone, because each member is a piece of the whole, and each member has the Holy Spirit in them. So the whole is in the parts, and the parts are in the whole. So when you look at a spirit-filled believer, you see the whole holographic truth. When you look at Christ and his body, you see the whole truth. When you look at Christ alone, you see the whole truth. When you look at a member in the body of Christ, you see the whole truth. They speak the same thing. Do you understand? So, just like a hologram, if you take 10 pieces, you see the whole. The body of Christ is holographic, because when you talk to another spirit-filled believer, you hear the whole truth. You see the truth, because they're in agreement. You're one with Christ. Christ in you, you're in Christ. So the piece that's in the whole has the whole. Let me say it again. The pieces that are inside the whole have the whole truth inside them. The truth is within the truth. The spirit is within the spirit. The seed is within the seed. And so as iron sharpens iron, so does man the countenance of man. So the whole pie is being edified by each member until they're built up to a perfect stature understanding. The whole pie. So when I go down to the store down here and I get me some pumpkin pie, and I take that pumpkin pie and I cut it into parts and I eat a piece on the one side, it tastes the same as the piece on the other side. So when one member of the body of Christ speaks, he sounds just like the rest of the body of Christ, the members. If you talk to a sister in Christ, she's saying the same thing that you're saying. If you talk to a brother in Christ, he's saying the same thing that you're saying, because it's the same spirit. So you live and you abide in a holographic, fractal reality based on Jesus and his body, and they're all fitly framed together, tied together, speaking the same truth, walking in the same agape love, having faith and hope, and not under law, but under grace. And they walk by faith, and they don't walk by sight. And so when you meet up with somebody like that, you're on the same page, because you really all are the same. You're one, because the Holy Spirit in you is an image, an exact copy of Jesus. And if you have the earnest of the Spirit and you're spirit walking, then you're a copy of Christ down here. Now, you won't be like him perfectly until you see him. When we see him, we'll be like him. But you can have the mind of Christ right now by rightly dividing and taking the pieces in Colossians, Galatians, Ephesians, and rightly dividing the word of truth, and taking that 2D word and transforming your mind, your 5D mind, into the truth. And so the whole truth is in one chapter of the Bible. The whole truth is in one sentence of the Bible. The whole truth is in the whole Bible. The whole truth is in a chapter. The flesh versus the spirit is the whole truth. Cain versus Abel tells you the whole truth. Adam and Eve tell you the whole truth. Night and day tell you the whole truth. The whole truth is encoded in creation, and in each chapter, each of the 66 books. The whole truth is encoded in your DNA, your body, your fingernails, your hair, your hand, your elbow. Your joints are fitly framed together. There's always a middle, because Jesus is the middle. Between God and man, there's a middle, and Christ, the God-man. And so that's why you have a small, medium, and large, because all things that man creates, anything that man creates, is a type and shadow of what's already been in the spirit realm. His words forever settled in heaven, but it's based on Christ and his body. So the Bible itself is based on Christ and his body. That's what the Bible is telling you. Every chapter, every book in the Bible is telling you that it's Christ and his body. And all the archetypes, all the truths, are, if you go back to the cross and what Jesus did at the cross for his body, the members. Yes, he went to the cross for the whole world, but not everybody's going to receive. But they still burn in hell as a sweet-smelling offering, because they become a burnt offering forever. It has to be forever, because that forever burning in hell points back to the cross. So everything that man does, whether he's saved or unsaved, points to Jesus and what he did on the cross, and Jesus includes his body. The Spirit and the Bride say, come. Jesus and his body are in agreement. They're one. They're in sync. They're in synchronicity. They have the same mind, because it's Christ in you and you're in Christ. Christ in God. Christ in you. You're in Christ. There's your fractal holographic truth based on the Lamb slain before the foundation world. So anytime man creates a hologram or some kind of mathematics, it's just an image revealing what Jesus did before the foundation of the world. Man can't think outside of Christ and his body. That's why there's a head of a corporation and a body. The man is the head of the wife. Your boss is the head of the employees. The president's head of the nation. The governor's head of the state. You got the head and you got the body. But the head has to show grace and truth, not just be a dictator. So see, the world, the Pharaoh wants to be the head of his people, but he becomes a dictator. And so without grace and truth, they become dictatorial. The head hates the body, and the body hates the head. That's why they want to cut the head off. And so that's why the movies, Off With Her Head, because it's talking about in Revelation, where they cut the people who don't take the mark of the beast, they cut their head off. So it's a fractal holographic story in your daily routine. You're in a Genesis 3 repeat. You're in an Ephesians chapter 1 repeat. You're in a Colossians chapter 1 repeat. You're in a Galatians repeat. You're in a Revelation repeat right now. Yes, some of those things worldwide are not happening, but they are happening on a sub-level. Everything that you read in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation is happening now, but it's not happening the way you see it through Scripture, but it's happening in a storyline in your life. That's why you get persecuted now, because Jesus was persecuted. That's why you feel like they're cutting your head off, and they want to cut your head off if they could, but they'd go to jail. My point is, you're in a fractal, holographic, never-ending story until God says it's finished, which it's already finished in what he did at the cross. But when he says there's a new heaven and new earth, and this 7,000-year experience comes to an end, and then there's a new heaven and new earth. But Jesus is going to be preached throughout eternity. So there's got to be the sacrificial redemptive offering being presented. So when we are in heaven forever, the devil and his angels are burning in hell forever. The 33% angels, because Jesus went to the cross at 33, they're burning forever as a testimony of what Jesus did. We won't even need it. The Bible talks about all the pain and sorrow will be gone away. But you will still know that Jesus is the only reason that you made it to heaven. That's why the the glorified saints in Revelation chapter 4, chapter 5 or 4 or 5, I think it's chapter 4, they're saying they cast their crowns down and say, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God." The saints in heaven know that what Jesus did is the only reason they're in heaven. And they know that the devil and his angels and those humans that decide to follow the devil's lies, they're going to have to burn forever as a sweet-smelling offering, because that points back to the cross forever. Because they wanted to be their own Savior. They wanted to be their own Master. They wanted to be their own God. And so they're going to burn. It's their choice. You can receive Jesus or reject Him. It's a choice.